This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Doors. Welcome back to Q&A with the Dean. I'm Jaden, and I'm joined by Dean Grisolfi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well myself, thank you. So my first question for you is, as this semester wraps up, what are some things you would advise us freshmen to keep an eye on?
The number one thing I encourage people to do at the end of any time, like the semester, is actually to give yourself some space and time to notice how much you've accomplished. I mean, if you just rewind back to August and think about how terrified you were, how little you understood about the campus, how much there was to learn, how you didn't even really get how the dining hall worked. And now here you are, you've written countless papers, you've taken countless tests, you've learned so much, you've learned so much about the campus, you've learned so much about yourself, you've met so many people. It's an amazingly productive semester. And I think that it's really easy to just keep focusing on the next deadline and the next thing you have to do. And it takes a little bit of intentionality to say, well, but what have I done? And to celebrate those accomplishments. So that's what I hope people are starting to do. I know it's hard to do it before, you know, finals are over, but you all have done just so much this semester, and it's something to be really proud of.
I think I appreciate that insight. And kind of connected to that question is, what are some of the most productive things we can do during our winter break to best prepare ourselves for the next semester?
So I would say that what you should do is relax, connect with your friends, connect with your family, read some things that just bring you pleasure, watch whatever movies you want. Really, it is good to give yourself a bit of a break. The pace at Vanderbilt is pretty intense. Students get very involved. It doesn't actually get less intense in the spring. Often people get a little bit more involved in the spring because they feel like they've started to get a sense of what they can handle academically. And so it is a really good time to just, you know, rest and relax so you can feel like you can come back for the new semester, like, with all of your energy.
And my last question for you today is, what are you personally looking forward to for your winter break?
Well, I am actually very much looking forward to resting and relaxing. But I really, I love doing like a lot of cooking and a lot of crafting. I was the arts and crafts counselor for many summers at camp, and I love that kind of stuff. So Annika, my daughter, and I usually create like little ornaments for people for like little place settings for, cause we celebrate Christmas. So that's always a special thing that the two of us do. The kids love to make and decorate Christmas cookies. One year we attempted a Bûche de Noël. It was a disaster, but we had a great time doing it. So, my kids are, you know, at the age where they are pretty busy and they have their own lives, but not yet old enough that they just want to ditch me all the time. And so the breaks are kind of a special time when none of us really have anything to do other than what we want to do. And it's nice to find some things to really to do together.
That's nice. I'm glad to hear it. Fourth mini question is, so I personally am from an area just about like 20 minutes outside of a major city, but like mm-hmm. we're right here near downtown. And so my question is, do you get a live or a artificial Christmas tree? And if you get a live tree, where do you get it from and how far do you have to drive?
So we get a live tree every year. And, you know, the Dean's residence has really, really high ceilings. And I've never, I've never lived in a house with ceilings that high before. And so you can get a really big, tall Christmas tree. And we do because why not? So we don't have a tradition about that. You can get them anywhere. And it really depends on when we manage to get the tree. So in Michigan, where I'm from, like you didn't really start doing things for Christmas until a couple of weeks before Christmas. But in Nashville, Christmas begins the day after Thanksgiving. And I remember the first year we moved here, we waited to, I don't know, I needed some Christmas lights or something. And it was like, I don't know, the first week of December. And I went to Home Depot to get some Christmas lights and they were sold out. And we started to notice that if you wait, even into like the first week of December, like pickings are slim. So if you want a big tree, you kind of have to go early. So we have gone, sometimes we just go to Home Depot. There's a tree lot at my kid's school, which we sometimes go to, but those are very expensive. Last year we went to a nursery right outside of Nashville and they name their trees. And so then you take a picture. This is hysterical.
Like human names or?
Yeah, yeah. Our tree was named Phil Lesh. And so then you stand and they have a little like chalkboard sign and it says the name of the tree and you stand with your tree and they take a picture and they post it to social media and then they'll call over the live speaker like to help you get the tree on your car. They'll be like, Phil Lesh is ready for transport. And it's so weird and delightful. So that was pretty fun. I don't know. We don't have a specific tradition. A lot of it has to do with timing, really.
And last question really quickly. Do you prefer a tall tree or a wide tree?
Well, this is a hot debate in our family. So Annika and I like, you know, fat round trees. But because we are looking for a tall tree, sometimes you don't have a lot of choices. Mm-hmm. So Annika actually last year said that she can't wait until we leave the dean's residence because then she can get a short fat tree. And I was like, well, we technically could get a short fat tree now, but it probably would look a little weird with those tall ceilings. It would
just feel like a waste of space.
Yeah. You kind of like, how often do you get to live in a house with 13-foot ceilings? Like, you know, the years are numbered. So we sort of take advantage of it.
Thank you so much for your time, Dean Krasolfi. And a big thank you to all of our listeners. This has been Q&A with the Dean. Keep listening for the Commons Calendar and the Human of the Commons interview.
Hi, Doors. I'm Lauren, and I'm hosting this week's Commons Calendar, where we cover some of the events you need to know about happening on campus between today, November 29th, and next Tuesday, December 5th. First up, join the Vanderbilt Center for Languages at No English Karaoke tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the VCL Satellite in Rothschild. Food and drinks will be provided. Don't know where to go? Check AnchorLink for a map to the VCL Satellite. Tomorrow, November 30th, is Polished, Neckties and Nail Polish, from 5 to 7 p.m. The informal event series is for students to learn how to look fancy and be fearless in your queerness, as described by the AnchorLink page. Come to learn new skills and make new friends. All materials will be provided. End Overdose at Vanderbilt will be holding overdose prevention and training on November 30th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Fotheringill Hall, room 244. Attendees will be trained in prevention and response and provided with free naloxone and fentanyl testing strips. The event is open to the public. On Friday, December 1st, the Center for Student Wellbeing is hosting a finals game plan workshop from 3 to 4 p.m. The event will help students develop strategies to maximize points on exams, stay in control, and gain confidence heading into finals. The original cast presents Curtain Call, one of two musical theater review showcases this year, on Friday and Saturday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at Surratt Cinema. The original cast will perform songs from a wide variety of musicals. Doors open at 7:15. Vanderbilt University Concert Choir will also perform this weekend, performing their fall concert, This Shining Night, in Benton Chapel this Sunday at 4 p.m. Food and drink will be provided, and no RSVP or ticket is required. The VUCC's performance will include Haydn's The Heavens Are Calling, Morten Lauridsen's Sure on This Shining Night, and Eric Whitaker's Glow, along with other selections. The African Student Union Gala is taking place this Sunday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Student Life Center Ballroom. The theme this year is Masquerade. On Monday, December 4th, head to the Center for Student Wellbeing for a weekly meditation at 1:15 p.m. Life's a Stitch is also meeting on Monday from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at the Wondery Fiber Arts Build Lab. Come to knit and crochet. Beginners welcome. Tuesday, show up for the final Art for Lunch of the calendar year. Join Professor Claire Sisko King and her students in Cultural Rhetorics of Film, Minis Go to the Movies, to see a gallery of students' miniatures, including miniature chairs and animals. discuss the cultural significance of miniatures and their role in cinema set design and expression. Art for Lunch runs from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the Fine Arts Gallery. The Center for Student Wellbeing is also holding Accountability Hour from 4 to 6 p.m. Accountability Hour is a classroom setting with a room monitor to help students stay focused and accountable for their work. Arrive 10 minutes early to set up and work for 2 50-minute intervals, no phones allowed, with a 10-minute break in between. Healthy snacks are provided. That's it for the Commons calendar this week, Doors. We'll be back next week with the final episode of the semester, but for now, stay tuned to the Humans of the Commons interview with Tamira.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. I'm your host, Tamira, and my guest today is Elena.
Hi.
Elena's from Nashville, Tennessee, and she's planning on majoring in HOD with a minor in business.
Yeah. Okay. Nice to be here.
So I heard that you're passionate about marketing. So what got you into that?
That's a funny story. So I really think my sister was like a big catalyst for that interest because like sorry, it just came from HOD, guys. She like encouraged me to look into the business field, but like I wanted to do something that was also creative and like not just so standard business, and like I didn't want to do consulting, so marketing was on the other side of the spectrum. So I'm looking into that right now. I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have like a certain goal for it, like social media or?
So like my end goal, like if I would achieve it, would to be like on the marketing team of Starbucks or like Disney, Netflix, like those big companies, because they're like fun, like not just like somewhere boring, like somewhere that like I actually enjoy their product or like what they stand for.
So, yeah. Have you looked into like internships with them or anything or no?
Not with those specific companies because you have to be like old, and I'm definitely not old. I'm looking at smaller companies or like smaller programs that are offered in Nashville for internships, and then programs like the Vandy on Madison Avenue in New York, and you like go to different media corporations and kind of see how that'll go. That'd be fun.
Also, wait, what was I going to say? Oh, okay. So we also have a podcast together.
Oh, yeah.
It's called A Common Situation.
Tune in.
So how, like, what got you into media?
So that's also a really funny question. So I think during high school, I did media, but not to this extent. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have never, if you'd have told me a year ago that I was on a podcast, I literally would have laughed in your face. Because there was absolutely no way I would subject myself to that.
Yeah.
But I was in, like, yearbook and journalism and, like, photography. So I guess that kind of counts. But then I applied for media intensive, and that like kind of like completely showed me what media actually is.
Yeah.
Because we were in the program, and Tamira sits next to me. She's like, we should do a podcast. I'm like, is she crazy? Like, do a what? I have to talk? Like, it's crazy. But now I'm like really interested in it, and it's really fun, and it's a break from everything else. So,
would you think about doing that for a career also or no?
I'm looking into public relations and communication. So not really like media, but like media and business combined, like public relations is like perfect.
Yeah,
marketing like the perfect segue between the both.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
That was a good answer.
It was a good answer. You got that. So, okay. So I also know that you really like making friendship bracelets.
I do.
Where's mine?
It's in draft.
Okay. Right now. It's been in the draft for 4 months.
It's coming. It's gonna come. It'll pop up.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you do that as like stress relief or like fun? Like what is it?
I think it's more fun because it can get stressful if I mess up.
Yeah.
Because then I wasted so much string and it really irritates me. And then also if I don't have time to make a bracelet, so it's just sitting there on my desk unfinished for 3 months, and that makes me sad. So
you had also mentioned that like you wanted a club for it. But are you actually thinking about starting a club?
Me and my friend were talking about it because there's no bracelet making club.
Yeah.
If there is, I don't know where it is. I would be in it, but we should totally start one. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Everybody just sits around the table and makes bracelets for an hour.
Were you a crazy loom girl?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Were you one of the ones that, like,
I had did the crazy
exotic,
ones?
Yes. Exotic designs.
I did a star, like the star. It was like thick. Oh, good days. I had a book.
I had the, like, the basic three strands.
Oh.
Or like, was it two?
The two. You can do the one, the two, three. I could do it on my fingers. Like I had different devices.
I just used my loom.
Oh, good days. Now I'm wanting to be my loom.
Oh my God. So I also know that that you also want a career, or you worked in a preschool.
Right.
But do you want to work with kids or no?
So, no. I don't think I could work with kids as an everyday, like, career. Okay. But I love children. Like, I like to volunteer with kids, like, play with kids, teach kids. Like, it's just so fun. But I don't think I could be a teacher.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think there's a line between the two.
Yeah, they're strong.
Yeah, it's a strong line.
They're very strong. That's all the time we have today, Elena. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And tune in next week for the Commons Cast.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.